Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to Southern California today. But we aren't going to the beach, and we aren't going to Hollywood. We are going to the San Gabriel Valley, the SGV. This is the land of NASA scientists, historic craftsman homes, and arguably the best dumplings in the Western Hemisphere. We are profiling the woman who put this region on the political map, Democrat Judy Chu.
Judy Chu is an icon. You can't tell the story of Asian American politics without her. In 2009, she became the first Chinese American woman ever elected to Congress. That is a huge milestone. But her story starts way before that, in the 1980s, right in her hometown of Monterey Park. Stephen, have you heard about the English-only movement?
I have. It was this really ugly nativist backlash, right? The city council tried to ban businesses from having signs in Chinese.
Exactly. Monterey Park was becoming the first, quotes, suburban Chinatown, and the old guard didn't like it. They wanted to ban Chinese books in the library and Chinese signs on shops. Judy Chu wasn't a politician then. She was a psychology professor. But she saw this happening and said, "Not in my town." She organized a multicultural coalition, Latinos, Asians, progressive whites, and they fought back. She eventually ran for city council and became mayor. She didn't just win an election. She defeated a xenophobic movement. That experience taught her that you have to build bridges to survive.
And she took that coalition builder energy to Washington. She has been the leader of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, KPAC, for years. She turned it into a real legislative force.
She did. And recently, that leadership was tested in the most heartbreaking way possible. January 2023, the Monterey Park shooting. It happened on the eve of Lunar New Year at a dance studio that Judy Chu had visited many times. 11 people were killed, mostly elders. It shattered the community. I remember seeing her in the days after. She was everywhere. She wasn't just a congresswoman. She was the comforter-in-chief. She was hugging families, translating for victims, and holding the community together.
And typically for her, she turned that grief into policy. She introduced legislation about language access for gun safety.
Right. She realized that California has red flag laws, where you can report someone who is dangerous and take their guns, but the information wasn't available in Chinese or Vietnamese. The elders didn't know these tools existed, so she is fighting to make sure that when we talk about gun safety, we are talking to asterisk everyone, not just English speakers. She said we can't prevent violence if we can't communicate.
She is also the lead sponsor of the Women's Health Protection Act. That is the big one.
It is the Democratic flagship bill. It would codify the right to abortion into federal law. Judy Chu has been carrying this bill for years, long before Roe was overturned. She viewed it as a psych professor would, as a matter of mental health and bodily autonomy. She is surprisingly fierce on this. She has been arrested, protesting for reproductive rights on the Capitol steps. She doesn't back down.
Let's talk about the district itself, CA-28. It is such a cool mix of high-tech and immigrant culture.
Oh, it's amazing. You have Pasadena, which is old money and massive institutions like Caltech and the Jet Propulsion Lab. So you have literal rocket scientists living next door to working-class immigrant families in Alhambra. And the food. The San Gabriel Valley is legendary. People drive 2 hours in L.A. traffic just to get dim sum in Judy Chu's district. She is very proud of that small business culture. She sits on the Ways and Means Committee and constantly fights for tax credits for those mom-and-pop shops.
From fighting the English-only movement to fighting for Roe versus Wade, she has always been on the front lines.
She is the matriarch of the SGV.
That is our profile for California's 28th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.